speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, continuing the conversation. Now, good to have you here. I had to look up to see how many AR-15s are in America. The estimate is between 5 and 10 million. Nobody knows for sure. 5 and 10 million AR-15s in America. That's the estimate. On average, over the last 20 years, 41 people a year have been killed with AR-15 rifles. That's one person about every 9 days. This year in America alone, 400 people will die falling from ladders. 400 more will be murdered with hammers. You're 10 times as likely to be murdered with a hammer as you are with an AR-15 rifle. Just point of fact. Joining me, Julie Gunlott, director of the Independent Women's Forum, the Center for Progress and Innovation. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. And we stopped to have this conversation because Walmart has decided to stop selling handguns in Alaska and then the sale of short barrel rifle and handgun ammunition nationwide. They'll still sell shotgun ammunition and ammunition for hunting rifles, but that's about it. Walmart's getting out of the business. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, I think it's a huge mistake, of course, especially considering when you mentioned AR-15s. AR-15s are the most popular gun with women, a fact that they seem to ignore. Suggesting that these guns are only used for mass shootings and crimes. The free market is going to be at work here. In some ways, people have complained that Walmart has had too much of the market share, and this is actually going to help with competition. Other businesses, smaller retailers, will now have a chance to really compete.
A lot of truth to that. I mean, Walmart has sold the majority of ammunition in America for a number of years. Walmart is the biggest sporting goods store.
Right.
In America, with its 4,700 outlets, go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, I think the void will be filled. I think other retailers will step up. But you know, you think about somewhere like Alaska. Now, I live on the East Coast. I live in the Acela, pathway here. It's a megalopolis where I live. It's very hard to find an open space. Well, I spent 2 weeks in Wyoming recently, in Yellowstone, and in parts of Wyoming.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's amazing. But you know, the thing that that struck me, and I feel kind of like a moron saying this, but my God, you know, it's like that sexy Dixie Chicks song, you know, wide open spaces. You tend to forget that there are these wide open spaces. When you spend your whole life in the Acela corridor, you forget about these wide open spaces. And, you know, my kids and I, we often have these conversations about why guns are important and why the Second Amendment is important. And, you know, I was telling the kids, look, can you imagine living at that ranch? And I would point to a dot in a field, right? Among the mountains, and I say, can you imagine if you needed help, how long it would take the police to get there? This is why people have guns.
That's right.
I think about Alaska. You know, it's very similar to Montana and Wyoming, these wide open spaces. And so it's particularly galling to me that Walmart and the CEO, who probably has armed security and a gate, would do this in Alaska, in a state where people really do need these guns. I mean, I think anybody has any right to have any gun anytime, wherever they live. But when you think about Alaska, where, you know, there are these wide open spaces and there are predator animals out there.
They're called grizzly bears.
It's really important. It's really galling to me.
Yeah, they're called grizzly bears. Yeah.
Yes,
just remember this. Well, brown bears, they call them there. But remember this, Gunlock. If they cut Alaska in half, Texas would be the third biggest state in America. Just keep that in mind when you talk about wide open spaces. Montana is, I think, the fourth biggest state, behind California, Texas, and Alaska. So it's a big piece of real estate, no question. And yes, handguns and firearms are a way of life in the Western United States. I went to college in Montana. I appreciate the Western lifestyle. You should get out there more, Julie. It's good for your soul.
It is.
It really is. But I think you opened with a very good point, and that is if Walmart stops selling ammunition, which apparently they have made that decision, it does open up the opportunity for smaller retailers to fill that void, and fill that void they will. But make no mistake, the next target for the anti-gun crowd is ammunition. You've heard Nancy Pelosi say she wants to raise taxes on firearms by 30%, but tax on ammunition by 50%. What other amendment in our Bill of Rights are we forced to pay a tax on to exercise that right? Think about that.
Yeah, well, look, I think the anti-gun lobby has been very smart, and that they are trying to chip away at the Second Amendment incrementally with these little things. frankly, I think they've taken a page from the pro-life movement over the years. The pro-life movement has realized, look, we're not going to really, you know, overturn Roe. We're not, you know, and maybe we shouldn't. We really should start attacking things in small ways, licensing and other small regulations that really cut into the abortion industry, and an industry it is. And I think that the anti-gun movement is sort of has sort of mimicked this, where they're trying to chip away at the Second Amendment, at people's rights. They're trying to make it less convenient, harder to get guns, harder. And so they're doing this. They're attacking businesses that sell guns. They're making regulations on, you know, on ammunition and on certain guns. And that really is a smart tactic. I mean, we can be appalled, but it's not. It's a smart tactic. And so we're going to see more and more of these little teeny things that make it harder to own and to operate your gun.
Well, and that's exactly it. They try to make it more prohibitive. And you look at what's being said by Beto O'Rourke, which is confiscate all AR-15s. You look at Joe Biden. My approach will be more, you know, whatever he said. You know, whatever. Joe's talking points or whatever he's told when he gets up in the morning. So he goes along with the leftist. It's true, Julie. It's a lot of truth to that. Anyhow, look for universal background checks. If it's shown that what we're hearing now, the shooter in Texas most recently here, was prohibited from buying a gun from background checks in 2014 for a criminal record and mental health issues, and he got his hands on a gun anyway, we're trying to figure out how that happened. If it's shown that he bought it from a private seller, it'll fuel the call for universal background checks. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Look, you know, the thing that is the most depressing about this entire issue is that very few people are talking about the societal causes of these things. Every time there is a shooting, we're talking about ways in which we can restrict guns, and we refuse to accept the fact that these shooters all have one thing in common, and they are deeply disturbed individuals. We need to talk about mental health.
Or they're just evil.
They're
just evil. Julie Godlock from the International Women's Forum. Greatly appreciated as always, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. I'm going to hit the mailbag for some comments right after the break. Don't go anywhere.